Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street at WNYC.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Moon Taxi is the name of this Nashville-based quintet. They're joining me here in the studio today. An early reviewer of Moon Taxi said their music combined, and I'll quote here, roots rhythms, Latinismo, fishy riffs, complex fusion and gut bucket, and blue-collar rock into a pretty enjoyable ball that they hurl with serious gusto. Not sure what all that means, but they've added and subtracted some of those sounds over the years. The gusto is still evident, and they have a new album out called Mountains, Beaches, Cities. Moon Taxi is here in our New York studio to play live for us, and they'll begin with this song called The New Black. That is Moon Taxi, live on Soundcheck here in our WNYC studio, and their song, The New Black. Trevor Turndrup singing and playing the guitar, Tommy Putnam on bass, Tyler Ritter behind our drum kit, Spencer Thompson playing actually our guitar, and Wes Bailey at our piano. So, did you guys bring anything to the party today, or did we supply it all?
You supplied the majority of the party.
We did supply most of it. Trevor, to you and the rest of the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
Are you suggesting that WNYC is the new black? I heard the little shout out there towards the end of the song.
Yes, it is. The new black.
What does that mean? I mean, are you a fan of the TV show Orange is the New Black?
We are, and we actually got a chance to play for the Lionsgate people in LA when we were last there, and we were like, hey guys, we have this song, Orange is the New Black, and that was before I watched the series. Then I watched the series, and that song totally would not fit. You know, they typically use female vocals,
right?
And I love their theme song, the Regina Spektor.
Really
love their, I mean, their, that show is fantastic.
You know, one of the sort of women of a certain age in the cast is Annie Golden, who was the lead singer of The Shirts. who were the house band in the first flowering of punk at CBGB's.
I did not know about that or about the shirts. I need to do some research there.
In the cast.
But no, the New Black, we just kind of borrowed the expression. And, you know, I love how applicable it is to WNYC.
To everything, apparently.
Yeah.
So have I heard that? Is that in a commercial or something? Or is it just such an earworm that the first time I hear it on the record, I think, I've heard this before.
I think that's what we were going for, that kind of familiarity.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it ended up in a BMW commercial recently.
Okay, that's where I heard. Okay.
It was aired on the Olympics.
So what is a Moon Taxi?
Moon Taxi, is the New Black. Moon Taxi is the New Black.
Well, now, this edition of Moon Taxi seems to be sonically a little different from the original version when you guys started down there in Nashville. When you guys perform live now, do you get back into your sort of jam bandy roots, you know, if you're playing like...
I think there are hints of it, for sure. I mean, we have sections that are more noodly, but, you know, the songs have gotten more refined, and that's kind of what has changed really over the years.
So the latest album is called Mountains, Beaches, Cities from Moon Taxi, who are in fact playing tonight at Brooklyn Bowl with the Revivalists, and then are back here on June 6th at Hunter Mountain or Hunter, New York for the Mountain Jam Festival.
For the Mountain Jam Festival.
So that's where the noodly parts get to stretch out a bit more, I would guess.
I mean, I think we cater it to the... You know, sometimes we have more of a jam crowd audience. Sometimes it's more of an indie pop audience. So we can, you know, we're applicable as well.
Now, you guys you're basically doing the festival circuit this summer, right?
Yeah, yeah. With the exception of like Coachella, we're not out in Coachella. We're not doing Bonner this year because we played it two years back. But yeah, we're doing a bunch of them.
And, you know, who are you excited to see? I mean, when you look ahead and you see, oh, we're going to be at this festival with so-and-so, that's going to be great.
We're going to try to catch Outkast. I mean, they're on every single festival, but I don't know if the timing is going to work out. You know, I mean, sometimes we get to play a festival and stay the whole weekend and have a great time, and sometimes we have to roll out right after the show. So I don't know if we haven't really figured out if we're going to get to see Outkast, which would be, it'd be awful if like they're playing every single festival that, you know, they're at all the ones that we're at and not see them.
And you just like trail after them, just missing them at each stop.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
All right. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. With Bonnaroo, how close are you guys to, that's Manchester, Tennessee.
That's in Manchester, and that's about 45 minutes away.
Oh, so that must have been super convenient when you played there.
Yeah, it's right in our backyard.
Do you go when you're not playing?
We do, absolutely. If we're able to go, we will.
Mm-hmm. So you're also doing a full set of Rage Against the Machine songs at this festival in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something you guys have done, maybe not full sets, but you've been covering their songs for a while, right?
We have been for a while. It's been a great challenge for us because stylistically it's, you know, couldn't be a further away band. But it was, we started out learning Evil Empire. We wanted to learn that whole record just for some reason. I don't know if one day we just woke up and said, hey, let's learn a bunch of Rage Against the Machine. But it's a cool change and different side of us. And the challenge was fun. Uh-huh. And Spencer, our lead guitarist, does all the rapping on it. So it's fun to drop in the middle of a set, you know, because people, you know, sometimes they're focused on the lead singer.
Right.
And then all of a sudden this guy comes rapping and he's a good rapper.
So if Spencer is taking the role of Zach, who is taking the role of Tom?
I am.
Morello. You're Tom Morello.
I'm Tom Morello.
Have you met Tom?
I have not. I would like to meet him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite guitar players, you know, living right now.
Mm-hmm.
Very inventive and... so I try to do homage to his playing and learn things verbatim. So that's what we've been trying to do is just do them justice.
Right. Now, when the band Deer Tick do their Nirvana covers, they call it Deervana.
Right.
So do you guys have a name for
We call it People of the Sun. So it's the
People of the Sun.
The opposite, Moon Taxi.
Moon
People
Taxi,
of the Sun.
People of the Sun. All right. So, folks, you've been warned. If you see People of the Sun on the bill, it's these guys doing Rage Against the Machine songs. Moon Taxi, though, is the name of the band. The album is called Mountains, Beaches, Cities. I really like this next song you're going to do, Morocco. Not so much about the real Morocco, it seems.
It's just kind of the idea of getting to, you know, this mystical place. None of us have actually ever been. You can't take a train to Morocco, which I've been told recently.
Well, if you're already in North Africa, you can. I think you can take a train from Algeria or something.
Oh, well, okay. So someone on our team told us that you couldn't actually take a train to Morocco.
Okay.
So, but I'm
well, maybe that's true.
Reports.
I've been a couple of times, but always by plane.
So. Yeah.
But anyway, the point being that it's this idea of
Traveling to a foreign land, and we just got done shooting a video out in Joshua Tree,
Which stands in for Morocco, I guess, fairly well.
It looked pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to play it for us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. The band is Moon Taxi. They're playing tonight at Brooklyn Bowl with the Revivalists. And they will be back here on June 6th at Hunter, New York for the Mountain Jam Festival. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. The album's called Mountains, Beaches, Cities, and this song is called Morocco.
Thank you.
That is Moon Taxi with their song Morocco, live on Soundcheck. You'll find it also on their album, Mountains, Beaches, Cities, which is their latest. And you heard Trevor Turndrup saying before that you can't take a train to Morocco. Turns out there is a train route between Algeria and Morocco, but the border is closed. So you can, in fact, not take a train today to Morocco. All right. You guys want to do something a little older for us from the 2012 album Cabaret?
Yeah, we'd like to do Mercury from Cabaret.
All right. Once again, it's the band Moon Taxi, live on Soundcheck. Once again, the band Moon Taxi, live on Soundcheck with a song called Mercury. They have a new album out called Mountains, Beaches, Cities, but that is from 2012's album Cabaret. And once again, Trevor Turndrup singing and playing guitar, Spencer Thompson on guitar, Wes Bailey behind our piano, Taylor Ritter behind the drum kit, and Tommy Putnam playing the bass. And that album Cabaret, was that... Trevor, was that where the kind of shift in sound first started to happen?
It sure was. Yeah, that was... We kind of reinvented ourselves and changed the way that we wrote songs. We didn't write songs in a practice room. We didn't write songs for the live setting, which we had been doing in the past. Mm-hmm. We made a conscious effort to, you know, really think about what it takes to make a good studio record. And and that's when we started to have Spencer be the exclusive, like, producer.
Producer, yeah. Yeah. So that you guys maintained control over the
exactly.
sound all
exactly.
the way through.
Yeah.
So did it change the lyric writing as well as the actual sound?
I think that it got better. The lyrics got better and, like, more cohesive. I don't know if that shift in the songwriting process, I think it did somehow affect the lyric writing because, you know, there weren't just bits and pieces of ideas thrown together. It was like more of what's this song going to be? And, mm-hmm. and like, we sat down at a computer and we'd do demos. Like, you could see from start to finish what the song was, as opposed to just having a vague idea and talking about it in like a practice room.
So when you say on the computer, you could actually see like the wave
physical,
form
yeah.
and, you know, you see where the chorus and the verse are. And
that's,
so
it was a new way to write,
yeah.
and it was exciting
yeah.
for us.
Well, the results are there for all to hear on the album Mountains, Beaches, Cities from the band Moon Taxi. They are playing tonight at the Brooklyn Bowl with the Revivalists. They've been playing here in the studio for us and are coming back to the area on June 6th to play the Mountain Jam Festival upstate at Hunter, New York. Before you go, Trevor, we've been putting together a playlist of most relaxing songs. It's part of WNYC's Stationwide Sleep Project.
Mm-hmm.
You got a most relaxing song that we should add to our playlist?
Try Gunflower. That's from our previous record.
Gunflower. Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty chill.
All right. Well, you're actually the first person to have suggested his or her own song, so...
Why not?
Good for you, Trevor.
Why not? I'm going to take every opportunity I can.
The band is Moon Taxi. Trevor, to you and the rest of the band, thanks so much for joining
thanks
us
Thanks for
today.
Having us, John.
This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.
There's nothing else I'm asking for. Don't you want a Dixie swim? Come on and jump right in, and we'll dance.